Good morning. We continue to dry it out behind that storm that brought the messy weather earlier in the week. A stiff northwest breeze is drying it out, and it'll be chilly today but sunny, with high temperatures mainly in the middle and upper 20s. The next storm system is emerging out of the western Gulf of Mexico, and it will pull through the deep south tonight. Clouds will gradually increase from south to north across the area, but after a clear start, Arctic cold from the north will hold and temperatures will drop back into the single digits and lower teens. It'll be a dry start to the day on Thursday as the storm continues to approach with thickening clouds the first half of the day and snow breaking out by about lunchtime in southernmost New York and New England. The northward extent of the snow by the end of the day on Thursday will be determined by just how close to the coast the storm stays, but it does look like light snow is likely by early evening as far north as I-90. High temperatures on Thursday will stay in the 20s. As that storm tracks up the East Coast and south and east of Long Island, snow will overspread the entire region on Thursday night with several inches, especially along and closer to the storm track, closer to southern New York and New England. Still, a decent amount of snow along the I-90 corridor with lighter amounts to the north and farther away from the storm center. Still mostly cloudy skies and light snow likely on Friday morning before the storm pulls away by the end of the day. High temperatures to round out the week on Friday afternoon will be in the lower 30s. A dry weekend ahead, although breezy and cold Saturday, middle 20s, and full sunshine with highs in the upper 20s on Sunday. The next system will approach on Monday with another chance of light snow and highs in the lower to mid 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, frigid Arctic air will remain over the central United States over the next couple of days with high temperatures between 25 and 40 degrees below average for much of the central and southern plains, as well as the lower and mid Mississippi Valley. More records may be broken across parts of the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley over the next couple of days as a result. These relentlessly cold conditions over the areas will pave the way for yet another round of wintry weather, which has already begun. That area of low pressure over southern Texas will produce heavy snow and ice from the southern plains through the Mississippi Valley today. An area of 3 to 6 inches of snow is likely for much of Oklahoma and Arkansas. Between 1/10 and 1/4 inch of freezing rain is likely over eastern Texas. Winter storm warnings, winter weather advisories, watches, and hard freeze warnings are in effect for eastern Texas through northern Louisiana and southern Arkansas, as well as western Mississippi. Rain, along with scattered isolated thunderstorms, will develop within the warm sector of this storm and impact an area stretching from the Gulf Coast to the southeast. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with freezing fog and blowing snow. 11 below zero with a northwest wind at 77 gusting to 83 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 18 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 16 degrees, the dew point 5, 62% relative humidity, a west wind at 14 gusting to 25 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.24 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the mid-30s, Boston, sunny and breezy, near 30, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 34 degrees, the low 21, the average temperature 28, that's 2 degrees above normal. 73 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, 1/10 of an inch of snow, 10.5 inches of snow now for the month, which is 3.3 inches above normal, and 50 inches for the season, which is 8.1 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low 18. The record high 60, set in 1981, and the record low 16 below zero in 1896 and 1973. Sunrise this morning, 6:49 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:30 p.m. 10 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows near zero. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs around 20. Increasing clouds tonight, lows 5 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-20s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-20s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows 5 to 15 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, thickening clouds with snow developing from south to north by late afternoon and into the night in the mid to upper 20s. More snow Thursday night and Friday morning. Scattered snow showers Friday afternoon in the lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy on Saturday, mid to upper 20s. Sunny, upper 20s on Sunday. A chance of light snow in the mid-30s on Monday, and mostly cloudy in the upper 30s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.